This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
This week on the Live Feed, we interview three guys that have been playing music since they were teenagers. The rock band Porcupine began in 2005 in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and the guys started off playing shows right away. Casey and Dave were in a band prior to the making of Porcupine. Jeff knew the guys through a friend. The band has a strong bond and they really seem to trust each other. Tonight we talk with the guys about their most exciting shows and where they see themselves going in the future. We go now to Ed's No Name Bar in Winona, Minnesota.
You guys are listening to the Live Feed and we are here with Porcupine.
I'm Casey and I play guitar and sing. I'm from La Crosse, Wisconsin.
And I am Jeff and I play drums. And I do some backing vocals, and I am also from La Crosse, Wisconsin.
I'm Dave Reinders. I'm the bass player and from La Crosse, Wisconsin. Okay. You're from Iowa.
Well, originally, yes, from Iowa.
But yeah, you're a Minnesota
originally
guy.
Originally from Iowa.
Yeah,
and
you're
La Crescent. La Crescent, and okay, so right by, though.
Yep.
I'm surprised they let me in the band when they found out I was from Iowa.
So how long have you guys known each other, and when did this band sort of form and take off?
I would say middle of 2004-ish. Yeah. Right? Or 2005,
it
I think.
Was cold.
It was cold.
I think
winter
it was
time.
February.
So it's your some year anniversary this year then?
We did our first demos in the winter of 2005, in December of 2005. So I guess maybe that's the official. I mean, we were playing and writing songs before that, but
so
that
6 years
time.
This month. Right on.
Yeah.
And how did you guys meet? When did you guys run into each other?
Well, there's a longer story that before I'm involved.
It's 1988.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He was playing in a band with a guy who was teaching me how to play guitar. And we just hooked up that way and ended up working together at one point. And we knew Jeff because me and Casey worked at the guitar shop, and Jeff came in because he was in a band with some local guys, so...
So you guys jammed out then before
We were in a band called Space Bike in the 90s. And
so when you joined this group, you already had an idea of what your styles were like. And maybe they changed throughout the years, but what would you guys describe the genre of the band as?
Alternative rock, pop.
Alternative rock, pop, noisy. I don't know, is that really a genre?
Bands these days especially, like, there's so many genres out there that sometimes they have to incorporate all the different, you know,
just
areas.
Just rock and roll, yeah.
We've been called math rock and shoegaze as well.
So did you guys start playing shows right away?
We did.
Yeah, we actually did, I remember. The first show was at the 400 Bar. So we were nervous.
They basically just asked me to do some recordings because I hadn't been playing for a long, long time. It's like, hey, just do these recordings. And then once one of our friends who's in Minneapolis found out we were doing these demos, they just said, you're gonna open for us. We're having our CD release party. So
nice.
We actually did play quickly, like really quickly.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a push at the beginning then.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, I think so.
Do you think that kind of made you guys more interested in making the band more long-term?
It forced me in, I think, just because I wasn't sure, but once we played a show right away, then I was, because it was a lot of fun. I was very happy to be playing again, especially with these guys. It was a blast. So.
Yeah, Dave hadn't played for
almost
10 years.
Almost 10 years.
Wow, yeah.
And I missed him.
Oh, yeah.
Played in a band in between, and then to
it
play
just wasn't
with him
the
again.
Same.
Yeah, because he's
awesome.
Great, and he
Thank
just
you.
Knows...
I missed you too.
When did the music come into your lives then, individually? How old were you guys? And just, I don't know, what made you interested in music as a whole?
I think I heard the Styx Grand Illusion when I was like 8 years old. That really did it for me. Because remember, Grand Illusion had like the laser etched side with the pictures, and
you had a lot of older brothers with.
Well, yeah, and then the Muppet soundtrack went away, and the Ted Nugent records came out.
That's so funny. I think my sister did it to me. She used to blare old Van Halen records, and she mixed it in with Prince at the time.
That explains a lot.
Probably. But then shortly after that, I think I found, you know, things like Kiss and Motley Crue. I was a big '80s rock kid, so Casey, I think you were... What did you start off listening to?
All my parents' 8-tracks. So, like, Neil Diamond and Love and Spoonful. And Simon and Garfunkel. And The Beatles. Mm-hmm.
Tom Petty, Eric Clapton.
No, not this was before, yeah. It was, like, Tom T. Hall. Like,
oh, Tom T. Hall.
Old stuff. Because my dad loved country. And then I heard Kiss, and it freaked me out.
It was this new revolutionary
Kiss
type.
And Alice Cooper, and
yeah, that's awesome. Yep.
My sister got me into like The Fix and NXS, and
are you thinking Men at Work or
Men
something
at work.
Like that?
She had that record. And
that's awesome.
Bowie and
oh yeah,
all that stuff.
So how has the music scene changed in the last 10 or 15 years in lacrosse?
Kind of on an island unto ourselves in lacrosse. There's not a lot of what we're doing going on. So it's like if we're playing a show, usually somebody opening is from somewhere out of town. So there's like maybe one or two bands who sound remotely like what we're doing. It's just
the same type of style?
I guess so.
How often do you guys play shows?
Probably 2 or 3 times a month, maybe. Not this winter. We took this winter off to try and record, so we haven't been playing much at all. This is our first show in quite some time, actually.
So you guys have recorded then? So you have CDs?
We're trying to... we have a CD out, and we're working on our second one right now.
Yes.
And you're recording that in lacrosse?
Mm-hmm, yep.
And what's the style of your first CD, and how does that play into the second CD?
Just kind of the same thing, I guess. I mean, it's kind of hard. We just do what we do, and it is what it is.
Right. Do you guys write your own music then, and write your own lyrics and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much Casey
yeah.
writes most of the stuff.
Yeah.
He'll come in with a song, basically, kind of, you know, the 80 or 90% done, and then we'll just go.
I call Casey. I call Casey the idea man, and then we're just the arrangers, you know, really.
And I trust him. It's all good.
Hey, you guys definitely seem like you're cohesive. You all get along with each other really well. So.
We do get along really well. It's kind
that
of,
always
it's kind
makes
of,
for a
it's kind of scary.
Good non-dramatic band experience.
Yeah, well.
For now, right? Until you guys get all the fame and the money.
Oh,
and
boy, that'll just tear us apart.
There's little chance for that, I
think. That's not true. It's the spirits.
Well,
you got to keep them up,
we'll
right?
see. Not keeping my fingers aren't crossed.
Oh.
Have you guys ever toured before?
Yeah.
In Spacewalk we did. And Jeff did. And
I've toured in my past bands, but not in this band. We've never done more than once or... you know, 1 or 2 nights in a row.
Any reason why? Or do you guys all have
family.
Day jobs,
that's for sure. Mm-hmm.
It's also more expensive than it used to be. It used to be easier just to fill up your tank with gas and, you know, drive
Absolutely.
To Minneapolis or drive to Chicago and Madison. But now it's like you go anywhere. You go to Chicago and back, you spend $100 in gas, and you're lucky if you make $100 at your show. A while ago, the only way anybody could ever hear you is if you actually went to their town and played.
Right.
More yeah, where now it's like you can put your song up on the internet and everyone in the world can hear you if they can find you in the mire of 10 million other bands.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
But still.
That's the whole music.
Well, that's the most difficult. Yeah, that's the most difficult thing there is right now is to just get people to hear you.
Mm-hmm. It's the generation of electronics.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
Information everywhere.
Right. So would you guys ever consider going on tour again or...
Definitely.
I think we would if the right situation presented itself. But I don't think there's... I mean, we've talked about doing different things, but there's nothing really in stone, I don't think, at the moment.
Where would you guys want to go?
Overseas.
Overseas,
Definitely we've been talking about England.
Mm.
So,
I've heard
maybe
good things
Europe.
About Ireland, too.
Ireland. I've heard good things about Ireland, yeah.
I'd or like the Netherlands.
Yes.
I'd like to see Japan.
No, me too.
Yeah.
Like that would be fun.
We'd be huge there.
But it'd be funny to just say.
What's one of the most embarrassing moments you guys have had as a band or individually on stage? Or during a show or whenever?
I don't know. We don't really have too many embarrassing moments. I don't know. Unless you call playing the wrong notes or something weird like that.
Yeah, really embarrassing.
I had a cold a couple years ago and I lost my voice. Like pretty.
Oh, yeah, that gets. Yeah, that
I'm
gets
a
little rough.
That tonight,
still went
actually.
On too.
Yeah, Jeff. Pretty much saying
fill in.
We played a show once, me and Casey and our other band, where nobody showed up. So that was a little, I wouldn't say it was embarrassing. It might have been embarrassing. It
was
felt
that
a little
in
funny. In Menominee.
It's
absolutely
gotta feel weird to play a show to teeny crowd. It's more like you're just jamming out.
But I mean, the idea that there was actually no one showed up.
Literally not a single person came in. Oh, I'm sure it was just a situational thing.
That's part of paying your dues, right?
Right, yeah, playing the shows to nobody.
It was some sort of mistake. That was embarrassing.
Did you guys still jam out, though?
Yeah, I think we did.
And then the next band, the guy came in and was like...
No way.
Yeah, they didn't even have the second band play. We just played Pink Floyd. They had a fog machine. It was great. We played songs we had never played ever, so
so
I don't
you had
remember.
Your own little... psychedelic moment.
Well, if there was nobody there except the other band, we might as well just make a goof of it. So it wasn't really embarrassing, but I don't know. It was a little weird.
It's unfortunate.
Weird, but a good story nonetheless, right?
It's all I could come up with.
We played in a roof.
Yeah. Cool. And they also shut us off, just like they shut off U2 and the Beatles after like two songs. Except there wasn't a whole bunch of people around. But the cops did show up.
The cops did show up. That always means it was a success then. The cops come.
We did get to say they're shutting us down. Wasn't quite as exciting.
They're shutting us down. Keep playing and make them drag you off.
What's a specific highlight of playing together? Maybe just a really great show you guys had or an overall epic night?
Playing with 18th Dive, which is a band that Dave and I really like. Opening for band, Meat Puppets. Mm-hmm. Played with those guys a couple times. Cool. That was awesome.
That was it. Those are the two for me.
Yeah. Well, I think also, I mean, just in a perspective kind of thing, I mean, I think playing with these two guys for me, every show is kind of a highlight because we get along really well.
Well, I'm not trying to sound like drippy,
but I mean, I don't worry about the guys in the band, like, oh, what are they going to do? I don't worry about it. I just know what's going to happen, so it's good that way. I don't have concerns about
abilities. I will never surprise you.
So what defines a really great show for you guys? Is it the crowd?
Well, I think so a little bit. Yeah, I mean...
You can tell when everybody's clicking. Like, if a show, just everybody, you know, there's just a general feeling. It's kind of hard. Maybe it's hard to explain. Some people think, you guys had a great show, and I'll be like, ah, not really.
Right. But they can't really tell. It depends on how the crowd is playing
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of factors.
Mm-hmm. The soundboard.
The soundboard, the monitor mix.
A huge factor.
Yeah, it can be.
We're used to not having any monitors anyway, so it's all good. Well, last time we played here was a really good show.
Yeah, actually, it was a great show. That was
when
one
was
of
that?
Them.
Fall time of 2010. I don't know what the exact date was, but it was a good one. Same bands, I think. Same bands. Nice. It was a good show.
There was a show at the Masonic Temple that night. Yeah. Some band was in town. I don't remember who it was.
Not Trampled by Turtles, but...
Which was great, because I think it got over early and a bunch of people came over.
Yep, that's what happened.
Yeah, it was good.
Absolutely. So it went really well. Filled up room, yep.
Cool.
I know you said you're working on a second CD. Is there a planned time for that to release? Or
as soon as possible. But it will. It's still, you know... It's like the recording can be done, but then all the post stuff to get it mastered.
Right.
This next one's going to be on, hopefully it's going to be on vinyl, which takes a long time to get it. We do have two split singles coming out on two different record labels, which will be fun because we haven't had vinyl out ever in this band, so it'll be exciting.
I mean, the only other thing really, I mean, is just to promote like the website. What are the labels? Do we know what the label names are?
Hang Up Records and Big Action Records.
Okay. And then the website is porcupineband.com. So I mean you can hear some of our stuff there and
links
hopefully
to the Twitter or to the Facebook.
Absolutely, to the Facebook, all that good stuff
MySpace,
is there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, thank you guys much for interviewing with me. And is there anything else that you want to add or?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I can't think of anything.
How about some last words of wisdom for our listeners?
Oh man, we don't have any wisdom.
I should have prepared. Everyone has some sort of wisdom into something.
Support your local artists. Yeah.
Ditto.
That's a good. That's a nice thing to say. Original music. Try to support your original music.
If it's not supported locally, then
what do you got?
Right, exactly.
You got nothing.
Great about this place is it's just covered with art. And
oh, definitely. Ed's is a great place, and I'm really glad it's here. But thank you guys so much for the interview. And
thank you, Lisa.
Okay, thanks. Yes, absolutely.
called The Bed Club. Not seen in the seasons.
We would like to thank the band Porcupine for giving us the time to interview them. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode of The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.